whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune.
Welcome to Company Break, a program dedicated to the companies and organizations in our local area, giving them a chance to talk about what services they can provide for you, our WCRI listeners. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, very pleased to be sitting with Heidi Benson, who is the co-owner of Discover Your Dog RI. And Heidi, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Nice to have you with us. And we're going to find out everything we want to know about dogs and Discover Your Dog. Most people that have dogs probably have already discovered them.
They have. And we're helping them to discover them even more.
In a different way, perhaps?
In a different way. And everything that they're capable of doing and increasing their enjoyment with their dog. And I mean, dogs are fascinating animals. I sometimes say that we don't deserve them because they really are special creatures.
Absolutely, absolutely. And your place of business is located where?
At 67 Tom Harvey Road in Westerly, which is right by the airport. I always say right by Bake Fresh and Hauser Chocolates. Everybody knows where Hauser Chocolates is. So
there you go.
Right there.
But for people that are coming from a further distance away, right by the airport is kind of a, gives them a more or less a general idea.
Right, correct.
And you have a website, which is dydri.com, which is a great website. I went there myself and has lots of great pictures. And, you know, always pictures of dogs can be extremely funny sometimes, some of those on there. So some very interesting things, which leads to lots of questions when you have... I noticed that you don't want to be called a daycare center.
Correct.
And why not?
So traditional daycare, which some people may take their dogs to now or be aware of, tend to have, one, a lot of dogs out together, not always in a very large area. Sometimes it's only inside. Sometimes it's only outside. and it's basically four walls. And with all these dogs in there, kind of staring at each other and focused on one another. And that can lead to a lot of overstimulation. Dogs pick friends just like we do. Just because they're two dogs doesn't mean they're going to get along with one another. So, and it's just not normal or natural for dogs to be in an environment with sometimes 20, 30, 40 dogs. Mm-hmm. That's a large number. And it's not practical to think that they're going to get along, and they typically don't. Okay. So we when I designed the day camp, I wanted dogs to, one, be able to choose their friends, have a very low number. Our, the most that we have out in a group during playtime is probably 10. Oftentimes it's less. And we have little dogs that have their own area, and the large dogs have their own area. But we also add a lot of mental enrichment, games and activities, a lot of one-on-one with each dog. So, which is also why just about any dog can come to our day camp program. They don't have to get along with other dogs. We will work with them one-on-one as well.
Okay. Now, this there had to be some point in your life where you said, this is what I'm going to do. When did that happen?
Probably when I was born.
Really?
I was born, my mother, she raised and showed German Shepherds and Rottweilers. And my father, he was the first training director for the canine program for the Boston Police. And actually had the first police dog in Boston. And he retired early. They opened their own boarding and training facility in Massachusetts, which is where I'm from originally.
And so, right in Boston or?
Right in Walpole.
Walpole,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was born into it, and I showed dogs with my mom, and I competed in obedience and worked at the kennel. And I was raised in that environment. And I always knew, even as I was younger, kind of went off to do some other things early on, that I would come back to this.
Now, does this call for any special education? Is there something you had to do in order to qualify yourself for this?
That's a really good question. This field is, as far as training goes, is really, it's not policed very well. So.
Right. It's not like going and getting a doctorate and having a math degree or something like that.
And there are schools, you know, private schools, dog training schools that will offer certification. And unfortunately, you can even go online and be certified. It's not a very well-regulated industry for various reasons. So I grew up doing it and went on to do a lot of self-learning and went on to work by myself or have my own businesses for a while to learn. And a good dog trainer, a good person working with dogs is always learning. They never learn everything. So, and especially at our place, I'm learning something new every day with every dog that walks in the door. And now, that's part of the fun.
Absolutely. Mm. And some people are probably thinking, oh, wait a minute, Boston, Walpole, and now you're in Westerly.
I'm in Westerly.
That's like a different country to Walpole people.
I was on the Cape with my parents when they retired. I went back there to take care of them in their last years. Uh-huh. And when they passed, I said I needed to get away from those bridges. Somehow ended up near Mystic, which also has its own bridge.
Right.
That was the bane of my existence for a few years. and I kept coming to Westerly and Wilcox Park, which I love, and just fell in love with it.
Wow, great.
And certainly the water calls to me. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just been great. It's been wonderful people. And really, Westerly had a need for something like this. There just wasn't a facility within a reasonable driving distance for most.
Okay, now some people would think, okay, a care center, whether it's camp or whatever, do you have any need for veterinary services, or do you provide anything like do dogs have to have their shots when they come to your place?
Oh, sure.
Things like that?
Sure. So, you know, we're mandated by the state, all dogs have to have their rabies shot. So that's number one. And that's really the only one that we're by law. That dogs have to have in general. But just like any boarding kennel or other community facility with dogs, we require that they have their what we call a distemper or combo shot and or a titer, which is a blood test to check to see if they have immunity, and as well as their kennel cough vaccine and a test just to make sure they don't have any worms. Or other pathogens like Giardia. So, and these are all basic
for whatever, wherever.
Right,
the dogs
are going to have it anyway.
Right.
Correct.
Okay. Now, is this something that people take advantage of using your services on a weekly basis, monthly basis, daily basis? How does that work?
We have dogs that are there 5 days a week. We have dogs that are there 3 days a week, some two, and some that just come once. I think dogs benefit better when they're there at least twice a week. But we try to part of what we try to do is cater to those who, you know, when we opened, it was right after the quarantine when the pandemic started. People were just starting to go back into the office or working from home. And their schedules changed often. So we needed to cater to that as well. So, mm-hmm. And we still try to where somebody needs to, you know, gets called into the office, can I come drop Paco off? So, and then we want to be able to accommodate them as much as we can. So schedule, some dogs are there 5 days a week, 1 week, 1 day a week, the next. It's better for them if they're on a more consistent schedule.
Okay, great. And I noticed on your website that one of the things that caught my eye was that it's Dog Day Camp Training and Sports Center.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sports, most people think they're going to be football players, basketball players, hockey players, baseball players, dog sports.
Dog sports. Dog sports are huge. Okay. And I guess you need to kind of get into it and there are, to really understand what it is. There are what we kind of call gateway sports with dogs. But a dog sport can be anything from playing frisbee or disc with your dog, which a lot of people do. And there's a competitive association doing that called Up Dog, which myself and Shady Stanley, who is the co-owner of Discover Your Dog, we both compete in Up Dog. They're, you know, obedience, agility. I'm sure a lot of people have watched the agility competitions during Westminster or Crufts when they're on TV.
Well, the big thing coming up next week is the on television is the Puppy Bowl, right?
The Puppy Bowl. So there's sort of a kind of a dog sport, right? Yeah. Sure. But yeah, there's so many. There's scent work. There's barn hunt. There's agility. There's dock diving, which we plan on bringing in next
Say
year.
Say that again slowly.
Dock diving.
Dock diving.
Think about back, you know, maybe when you were out on vacation and you had your dog and you were by a lake and you threw the stick into the water.
Yeah.
The dog runs off the dock and sails in the air and, mm-hmm. and that is what dock diving is, but taken to a different level. Another huge, huge sport these days. Yes.
Well, I wouldn't have thought that I can envision that. I can remember growing up. We had an Irish setter, and she would always be jumping off the pier at our lake house and going and getting things. Or if we went swimming, she just wanted to go with us, you know, not necessarily chasing anything.
And, you know, anything like that, that I think as humans, we're always competitive. Mm-hmm. So when we can take something like that and turn it to a sport that we can do with our dogs and spend time, anytime you're spending time with your dog, whether you're a winner or whether you're not a winner in these sports, it's just spending time with them and working as a team and accomplishing something. And it's very satisfying.
So sports, I guess, part of this, you don't actually train the dogs to do a specific sport, do you? Or do you?
Yeah, sure. So
you
we
do.
Have a
gym. So if you had a dog and you really wanted to get into frisbee, for example, that's something you the person goes and the dog? Or
sure, yeah.
Okay.
So when we do one of our big sports at Discover Your Dog is a sport called Barn Hunt. And it's been around for about 10 years, born out of the instinct for, say, terriers. What were terriers bred for originally? To hunt vermin, right, in the barn and the hay lofts and around the grain silos to keep the rats and the vermin away. So, ironically, the woman who invented Barn Hunt had a miniature pincer who liked to chase mice and look for mice. And she kind of created this sport, which is huge, and it's in Canada and it's in England now and a few other countries.
And you just had a big event last weekend, right?
We did. We had a big 2-day barn hunt trial that was full. And
Sold out,
yeah. Yeah, and we had fun. And it's not about hurting or injuring or killing vermin now. We do use pet rats. We have rats who we love dearly, who have names, who live a life of luxury. And they're these special made containers that these rats go in. They have zero fear of the dogs. And in fact, they would probably hang out with the dogs if they could. but it's a form of scent work where a dog has to find the scent of that rat within bales of straw. And it just kind of goes from there. But it's a lot of fun. And it's an instinct your dog is born with. A lot of dogs are born with.
All right. Well, I did notice that you said the event last weekend was with the trials, which must mean there's another step. So we'll get to that after we take a short break. We are talking with Heidi Benson. She is the co-owner of Discover Your Dog. And if you want to go to the website and see some of the pictures of these things, the animals and the area and the things that they're involved with, go to dydri.com. And if you have questions, you can do it the old-fashioned way. Use a phone number, right?
Sure can.
401-584-0676. We'll take a short break and be back with more. Welcome back to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, very pleased to be sitting with Heidi Benson, who is the co-owner of Discover Your Dog. It's a dog day camp, training, and sports center in Westerly, right down near the airport. If you want to check out their website, go to dydri.com. And during the commercial break, I complimented Heidi on what I thought was a great website, but you're going to make it even better.
We are. We've kind of outgrown that website, which is something we put together when we first opened. But we have so much going on, and we're adding some retail sales as well. So we're going to have some online sale capacity, but just the ability to sign up for group classes and make payments immediately. And so it's going to be just a huge revamping of our website.
We talked earlier in the program about the fact that, some people leave a dog for a day, for 2 days, 3 days. And we also talked about the fact of how, for lack of a better term on my part, social atmosphere the dogs are involved with. And some dogs like each other and some dogs don't, just like people, as you mentioned. Is there anything that you do as far as obedience to try to break if they don't like each other or something like that? How does that work?
A lot of the dogs that come to our camp were former training clients. Sometimes of mine before we opened this facility or since we've opened, or current training clients. So I'm going to say probably 80% of the dogs at camp have had some form of training. So, which helps us facilitate, situations a lot easier. It's very, very rare that we have big disagreements within the group of dogs.
But so it's better than people.
Yes. Yeah. Right. And, for the most part, if two dogs aren't fond of one another, they're going to ignore each other. Once in a great while, you get a dog that just has some big feelings or, is in that teenager phase. And but we have some great staff who are very good at recognizing body language in dogs, which is important. One of the things that was very important to me is that we hired staff who were already experienced in a lot of this. So, which I think is unique to our business as well.
Now, I noticed in some of the pictures, the great pictures I keep mentioning that are on the website, there's one shot that has seven or eight, I'm guessing, dogs sleeping on what appear to be cots or couches.
Right. So those dogs are actually in training. And that's part of our day school. So they were actually doing a behavior called place. So where they're placed on the surface and they can sit or lay down, and it's kind of like stay, but with different rules. And we have a day school where people can drop off their dog in the morning. They pick them up in the afternoon. We do the training. We've got a great trainer, Sage, who runs our day school. And so we do the bulk of the training, and then we bring the owners in on that. But those dogs there, yes, were our day school clients at that time that were all working together.
There you go. Now, do people, you're dealing with dogs and people. I'm sure the dogs are much easier in most cases. do people expect too much? I dropped the dog off for 2 days so far, and I don't see a difference.
Occasionally. And I always, we always have a consult ahead of time. And I always tell them that I like to talk about reasonable expectations. So, and we always want to appreciate the dog we have in front of us. Sometimes we have owners who want to compare their current dog, which might be a bit roguish at the moment because of its age. They compare it to the dog that they had, which was, always the perfect angel. We have to appreciate the dog that's in front of us, its abilities and its limitations. And it's our job to train that dog that's in front of us and not the dog that they hoped that they had. But I always say the dog is the easy part of my job. So the owners can be the challenge. But I don't think there's been very many who have not come away very happy with with their end results.
Excellent. All right. Well, let's get back to the subject we left just before the commercial break, where we talked about the barn hunt. You did a good job of explaining what that was. But I asked you about the fact that that was trials, so that must mean that there's a second step coming up, right?
Sure. Oh, so as far as learning, right, learning how to compete in this sport, we have barn hunt group classes that people come to. We have private lessons. So a lot of people come and do private lessons with their dog and learning the sport, because, of course, there's aspects of the sport that the dog needs to learn and the owners need to learn in rules and such. Mm-hmm. And it gives them a chance to practice with it.
Last weekend wasn't like a semifinals and the finals.
No, they call them trials, but that's the competition itself. Yeah.
So do you have another one planned down the road?
We will have another one in April, and then one in June, September, and November for this year. Yeah, we paused during the summer.
Excellent. All right. So one of the things that's interesting to me is that, there's whole world for people that don't have dogs, like myself, I didn't know any of this. Mm. And do you find that people are amazed with all the different kind of things you offer?
I think what I love the most about having opened this facility are what we call the average dog owner who comes in and just giving their dog a day or two of camp, to get them out of the house. Mm-hmm. And some of those people are now competing in scent work or competing in barn hunt and are excited for the dock diving coming up and just doing more with their dog. And because there's so much that we can do now besides just walk down the street with our dog or to the park, that it's much more enriching for both us and our dog. And discovering how incredible of a machine our dog can be, especially scent work. Our dog's noses are just infinitely more sensitive and better working than ours. And they can detect cancer. They can detect low blood sugar.
Wow.
When you see your dog being able to source odor during a scent work class, and I hear owners go, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe this is my dog." Mm-hmm. So, and it sure beats just hanging out on the couch with them.
Well, there you go. It's a way to get a great exercise and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
If people are interested, do they come to you for advice before they get a dog?
They can. We do have people who will come to us if they're looking for something specific, whether just a family pet or something they may want to compete in. We're always available to offer people advice.
Have you ever said to someone, "You should not own a dog"?
Rarely.
Okay.
I can probably count on one hand. But there are people who, I think they love the idea of having a dog, but they, sometimes realize that it just doesn't quite fit, or that particular breed of dog doesn't quite fit into their lifestyle as well.
Yeah, I mean, there's always situations. In my case, I grew up with dogs, but as an adult, I'm traveling all the time. I'm never home, so it's one of those things where it wouldn't be fair. So
I
never put myself in that situation. So hopefully people use a little common sense about what kind of dog they should get. Do you deal with any rescue dogs? Are they part of what happens when people say, "Oh, I just got this dog, I don't know anything about it"?
The world of rescue has sort of taken over in the last 10 years, which is great for a lot of dogs.
Mm-hmm.
It does come with some complications when you don't know any history of the dog, or sometimes, unfortunately, a dog is not represented correctly when they adopt it. So there can be a lot of hidden behaviors they weren't aware of. And as far as dog training and people who come for training, that's a big part of it, is that discovery along the way of what might be under the hood of that dog.
And so it's good to have a history.
It certainly helps.
Yeah,
definitely. Absolutely.
Helps. Now, we haven't talked anything about cost. Is this something that costs $1,000 a week or, you know, $500?
So for camp, and our camp, we have half-day options and full-day options.
Okay.
And like most sort of daycare-type centers as well, people can buy packages, you know, up mm-hmm. to 75 days or 75 half days at a time. So can cost as low as, you know, $25 a session.
Yeah.
You know, for a half day, or I think probably 35 or 40 for a full day.
Great. All right. And if people don't have dogs but know someone that does, mm-hmm. You have the ability to sell gift certificates.
We do. If you go on our website, you can buy a virtual gift card and present it to them for birthdays or Christmas. We get a lot that buy them for Christmas.
And I'm going to hopefully say something that's correct. You can go online, buy the gift certificate, and get a discount of like 20% at now.
Sometimes, yeah. Yeah, we do have special offerings like that.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. So that's something that you should be checking out. If you have a dog or you're looking for that perfect gift to give someone, you can send them to Discover Your Dog.
If you have that neighbor with that unruly dog, you can just slide it into their email.
All right. Well, Heidi, I want to thank you for coming in today, telling us about your business. It's very interesting. Anything else you want to just touch on before we sign off here?
No, just want to thank you folks for having us, and we hope to see everybody and their dog come visit us.
All right. Discover Your Dog. That's dydri.com if you're looking for the website, or give them a call if you have any questions at 401-584-0676. We'll see you all next time on Company Break.
Whistle while you work.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's presentation of Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, hoping you have a great weekend.